Lesson 5. A Life That Changed. Hans Christian Andersen's famous story, The Ugly Duckling, tells of a little duckling that looks different from others and is mocked by them for being odd. The little creature turns out not to be a duck at all, but a beautiful swan. From a quick glimpse into the life of the author, we learn that a dramatic change took place in Andersen's own childhood, and that he also took a long time to fit in and to find a special place for himself. Hans Christian Andersen was born in Denmark in 1805. His father was a shoemaker who struggled to make a living. Hans always felt loved by his parents and had a happy childhood. He had no brothers or sisters, and he was a sensitive child who lived in a private world of his own. His greatest joy was a toy theater his father made for him. The little boy entertained his parents by putting on plays, dressing the people of his little toy theater in quaint clothes that he had made himself. When Hans was 11, his father died, and the young boy's life changed abruptly. He had to go to work, but he failed at every job he attempted. His fellow workers could not understand the strange boy who spent all his time daydreaming, and they treated him with contempt, making his life miserable. When he was 14, Hans persuaded his mother to let him go to the big city of Copenhagen, where he tried to get work as an actor, but was unsuccessful. He also tried dancing and singing, but he was not very good at these either. He tried writing plays, but they were rejected by theater owners. In this phase of his life, he didn't seem to fit in anywhere. But Hans Christian Andersen persisted in his efforts to be a writer. Over the next 15 years, he wrote poems, travel articles, and novels, as well as plays. He worked very hard, taking care to revise each sentence carefully until he got the words just right. No one paid much attention to his work, however, until he began writing fairy tales. He did not have to search for ideas for these. All he had to do was recall the stories his father had told him when he was a little boy. He wrote more than 150 wonderful fairy tales, at last achieving fame and becoming one of the best-loved writers in the world. You will read one of his stories in the next lesson.